Hi there, and welcome to the Nook and Brook podcast. I'm your host, Adon, and my co-hosts are...
Jamie.
And Jalen.
Today we'll be discussing Pride and Prejudice, authored by the illustrious Jane Austen. It was published in 1813 in England. The overarching theme of our discussion today will be the satire and mocking of the society relayed through the book.
So before we go any further, we're just going to do a brief review of Pride and Prejudice. And so Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice reached new heights in Victorian romance novels and surprised us with strong character development and a conflict that not only featured love, but also family, friendship, and trust. Austen's use of a strong female character in Elizabeth Bennet gave rise to a novel that could make all of women of this era daydream over marrying someone above their social status. Not that they have to, as the headstrong Elizabeth Bennet demonstrates. Pride and Prejudice made us laugh, cry, and scream all within its confines, whether it was Mr. Wickham's devilish charm or Mrs. Bennet's obsession with getting her daughters married. This is definitely Austen's most praiseworthy novel.
Thank you, Jalen. This is Adon again. For our first discussion, we will go off of the famous first line. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. This quote is very awesome. Is this still true? What about single women in possession of a good fortune?
I don't believe that it is still true today. Hi, this is Jamie. I think our society, especially Western society, glorifies bachelor life, to quote various pop culture sources. And in all fairness, I don't think the quote was necessarily true back then. It was much more beneficial to the woman in the relationship to marry because she really wouldn't have any prospects with a career, whereas men could. They had their estates to manage. They could go into jobs. They can go to the military. Really, the benefit of getting married in this point in time was the women's.
This is Jalen here. I believe that back when the book was written in the 1800s, it could have and may have been a universal truth during that time that the quote-unquote single man in possession of a good fortune must be one of a wife. During that time, from our readings, it is believed that a man of good fortune has enough money and enough wealth to determine where his assets want to go, whether it be in entertainment or in just illustrious loves or just affairs. Just what have you, different readings from our different sources of books written during this time gives us note that it may have actually been a universal truth that a good fortune might give rise to a need for a wife during that time.
See, that's where I disagree just a little bit. I certainly think that a man of that time might have wanted a wife, but given the options that they did have, I don't necessarily think it's universal or would have been back then, but, you know, it's a scholarly disagreement.
Okay, we're going to move on to our second question, which we notice that throughout the book, a lot of the plot is basically relayed through letters. And for example, we have a letter from Mrs. Bingley that tells Jane that Bingley's is gone for good and is supposed to marry Mrs. Darcy, or like the letter from Darcy that fills Elizabeth in on and the reader in on the truth about Wickham. So basically, why does this information travel through only letters, and why could it have not been relayed face to face?
Some of the information must have traveled through letters. Oh, this is Jamie again. Certainly, the communication back then would have been hindered by the technology of the time. However, certain things, like when Darcy first professes his love directly to Elizabeth, it's via letter. And that's one of those things that perhaps could have been said in person, but it wasn't. She heard about it through the grapevine via gossip, and then she heard about it in his letter, and then much later, he finally admitted his feelings to her face to face. And I think this kind of speaks to the indirectness of the society and how no one really ever was direct about anything. No one said anything face to face. And I think, again, this plays into the fact that the book was a satire of all of this pretension that the society created.
Jalen, again, and I'd like to talk about how this particular instance of the theme with the indirectness in the society can kind of be related to our time, how we're always texting each other. It's kind of rare in our young society that we ever profess any strong emotions directly face to face, whether it be in just casual interactions or even in the higher limelights of society. So I really feel like this indirectness plays a really pivotal role in the book.
And on that note, we now conclude our fantastic discussion on Pride and Prejudice, written by Jane Austen. We recommend this book to readers who enjoy the drama and development of strong female characters in the 19th century. Thanks for tuning in to the Nook by the Brook podcast.